It's been 20 years since Utah voters elected a woman to represent them in Congress. But in this midterm election cycle, women are running in three of the state's four congressional districts. All of them are on hand Wednesday night. Natalie Gochner, the associate dean of the David Eccles School of Business at the University of Utah, was also on the panel. She started off the discussion noting that the differences between men and women can complement each other in government.
So you have to have both those masculine and feminine values coming together in the public square to represent all the things that are important to us, strength and goodness. And so I say that we want more women in public office because we need that balance.
Republican Mia Love is running again in the 4th District. She encouraged women in the audience to use their talents to help other people and find the courage to run for office.
When you decide to run, know what you're running for. Because if you spread yourself too thin, you really accomplish nothing. Figure out what you want to do. Make no apologies for it. Go and just do it.
Democrat Donna McAleer is running for the seat in District 1. She urged women to get out the vote and, most importantly, vote for the candidate that moves them.
You need to make the decision on your own, not your spouse, not your partner, or anybody else. I cannot tell you during the 2012 campaign how many times I heard from women in this district, my husband hasn't told me who we're voting for. Okay? It makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. This is your decision.
Utah State Senator Luz Robles is running as a Democrat in District 2. She said that women often have to work harder than men to convince voters they're qualified for office.
You know, sometimes men may not feel comfortable with me representing them. It takes time. I think, for example, as a senator, I've been able to gain respect by some, of my own constituents with time.
Former State House candidate Sarah Nita and Dr. Susan Madsen from Utah Valley University were also on the panel. The event was organized by the Community Foundation of Utah and the Utah Women's Giving Circle. Terry Gilday, KUER News.